Verse five.
所以呢，非常好，我们要回到我们学习提摩太前书第二章第五节。
First Timothy chapter 2 and verse 5. It'll take you a minute to find it as it's taking me.
提摩太前书第二章第五节，我们就是要花点时间让我们来找到这节经文。
All right, let's have a quick word of prayer and then we'll consider these verses.
我们来很快地做一个祷告，然后来学习这些经文。
Now, Lord, we're thankful for making the truth of God simple for us. It's true, the Bible is a big book, but we thank you that you make it simple.
主啊，我们就是非常感恩您呢，把那个神的真理呢，简单的告诉我们。我们知道圣经是一个非常大的一本书，但是呢，您却以简单的方式告诉我们这个真理。
So help us today, we pray, to understand this, and we give thanks in Jesus' name.
所以求您帮助我们呢理解这一点，就是说我们献上感恩呢，是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.All right, 1 Timothy 2, 5.
所以提摩太前书啊，那个提前的二章五节。
We'll just read, I think we'll just read verses 5 and 6. For there is one God, and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus.He gave himself a ransom for us all to be testified in due time.
我们要来读一下提摩太前书二章五六节，第五节说呢，因为只有一位神，在神和人中间呢，只有一位中保，就是耶稣基督这个人。我为此被任命做传道人的使徒。第六节说，他舍己做万人的赎价，到了时候，这事儿必证明出来。
So that last line says to be testified in due time. That basically means that we've got to tell this story. We give our testimony. We tell this story wherever we go.
这个里面呢，就是最后一句呢，说这事儿必证明出来。这就是说是我们也要出去证明，把我们的见证呢，不管我们去到哪里，都要做这样的见证。
What is the message of the Bible?
那么圣经传递的信息是什么呢
？The message of the Bible is there is one God.
那圣经传递信息呢，只有一位神。
Many people in the world believe there's more than one God.
所以在世界上很多人呢，他们相信呢有超过一位的神。
Many people in the world don't believe there's any God.
因为有些在世界上很多人呢不相信有任何的神。
So the fact that there is only one God is very, very important.
所以这个只有一位神的这个事实呢是非常非常重要的。
We live in a universe.
我们住在宇宙里。
And it's called the universe because though it's vast, all those who've observed it acknowledge that there's a unity in the universe.
这个被称为宇宙呢，尽管宇宙如此的巨大，那么说呢，里面有很多的东西，那么说呢，所有的东西呢，其实它都是也差不多的。
So, the book of Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1 says, in the beginning, God created.
在创世纪的第一章第一节说呢，起初神创造。
If there was more than one God, there would be much confusion in the, we wouldn't call it a universe if there was more than one God.
所以呢，就是如果呢有超过一位的神呢，那么说所有的呢都变得非常的混乱，我们就不会把它称为宇宙了。
If there was more than one God, there would be a lot of fighting in that area out there that we call the universe.
因为如果说是就是说是有超过一位的神呢，我们被称之为宇宙里面的那些东西呢，就有非常多的冲突。
So for that reason and a multitude of others, we acknowledge that there is one God.
因为为了这个原因，还有其他的很多原因呢，我们承认只有一位神。
But there's 8 billion people down here.
但是呢，我们在下面呢有80亿人。
And so the question is, how do man get to God? How does God get to man?
所以现在问题是呢，人呢怎样到神那里去？神呢怎样和人沟通呢？
And many religions say, well, this is the way you get to God. This is the way you get to God.
因为很多宗教说呢，这是这个方式去到神那里，这是这个方式去到神那里。
And other religions say, no, God comes to us this way, and God comes to us that way.
所以其他的宗教呢说呢，啊不，神是从这个方式来的，神从那个方式来。
But in a wonderfully simple way, the Bible says there's only one God.And there's only one way that God comes to us, and we go to Him.
所以这个里面呢，就有一种奇妙的方式呢，圣经呢也简单的告诉我们，只有一位神呢，那个神呢，可以一种方式来到我们这里，我们呢也只有一种方式去到神那里。
Now there's a sense in which that's very profound.
所以从某种意义上来说呢，这里是非常深刻的。
In the pictures.God that we have in the Bible, there's one gate.
今天这是以这个画面在天上的神呢，那里只有一扇门。
There was one way to get into the tabernacle that the Lord built.
今天就是只有一种方式去到主建造的那样的一个会幕。
And if you didn't come through the east gate, you didn't get in.
如果你不从东门进去，你就进不去。
And there were people who lived all around the tabernacle.
因为那些人呢，都住在那个会幕的周围。
But they all had to come in just one way. They came in the east gate.
但是他们只有一条路可以进去，只有从东门进去。
All of which is a picture of the fact that there is still today only one way to get to God.
所以这里呢，都告诉我们这些事实，告诉我们只有一这个画面，只有一条路去到神那里。
Jesus said, "I am the way."
所以主耶稣基督说呢，我就是那条路。
There is no other way to God.
没有任何的路可以去到神那里。
Some people say, well, there's a building. This building's got a front door and a back door.
有人说呢，这里有个建筑物，建筑物有前门和后门。
If you can't get in the front door, get in the back door.
如果你前面进不来，是后门进。
And if that's not the case, you break the window and come in the side.
如果那两面都不行的话呢，你把窗户打破，从里面进来。
But you can't do that with God.
但是在神那里你是行不通。
God says there's only one way. Jesus, the mediator between God.God and man, He's the only way that we can come to God.
所以呢，神说的只有一条路，一条路就是我们的主耶稣。主耶稣基督呢，他是我神和人之间的中保。我们只有通过主耶稣基督这一条路呢，才能去到神那里。
Do you ever get excited about the fact that that's very simple?
所以你有没有感到非常激动呢？这个是如此的简单呢
？I spend a lot of time telling one of my friends about the gospel.
我花了大量时间跟我的朋友们呢，告诉他们福音。
He didn't want to believe it.
他不想相信。
I said to him, "Why not?"
我说你为什么不相信
？He said, "Because it's too simple."
他说因为太简单了。
I said, "Do you want God to make it hard for you?"
我说你想让神呢把这个变得复杂对你来说。
I think it's wonderful that God has made His message so simple.
我认为这是非常奇妙的，神把他的那个信息呢变得如此的简单。
All of these words and they all say the same thing: Jesus is the only way to God.
所以圣经里这些话呢讲的同样一件事情，就主耶稣基督是唯一的一条路去了神那里。
Some people say there's only one God, but there's many ways to God.
有些人说呢，这只有一位神，但是有很多条路去到神那里。
That's not the truth.
这个不是真理。
There's only one God, and there's only one way to God, and that way is Jesus Christ.
所以呢，就是这里只有一位神，只有一条路呢去到神那里。这条路呢，就是主耶稣基督。
So, The other thing is that there's all these people here. How do we get to God?
另外一件事情呢，这里呢，所有的人都在这里，我们怎么去到神那里呢？
And we keep coming to God through Jesus Christ.
我们一直呢去到神那里，都是通过主耶稣。
So, we come from various directions. You could say there's many ways to Jesus.
所以我们从呢很多的不同的方向来，也就是说呢，可以有很多条路来到耶稣这里。
But only one way to God.
只有一条路去到神那里。
So the question is, how many ways are there to Jesus?
所以现在问题是有多少条路来到耶稣这里呢？
And the answer is ultimately only one way. We've got to believe the Bible. We believe what he said.
答案是呢，最终呢只有一条路，那就是圣经。我们必须相信圣经所说的。
So if there's only one God, and there's only one way to God, that's Jesus. How many different kinds of people are there?
因为如果只有那就是说是一个神，只有一条路呢，就主耶稣基督去到神那里。那么说呢，在下面有多少不同的人呢？
Well, how many different kinds of people are there?
这下面有多少不同类型的人呢？
There's lots of different countries.
有大量不同的国家。
There's lots of different races.
大量不同的种族。
There's lots of different educations.
大量的不同的教育背景。
The people of the world are all different.
在整个世界上人呢都不一样。
And God says, no, they're not all different. There's only two kinds of people in the world.
所以人说呢，他们并不是都是不一样的，只有世界上只有两类人。
What are the two kinds of people in the world?
这两类人在世界上的是什么？
The kind of people who believe God.
第一类相信神的。
And have come to God through Jesus.
就是来到神这里通过主耶稣。
And the people who don't.
那些呢不来的。
And it's amazing that the Bible continually divides everybody in the world into two classes, either those who believe him or those who refuse to believe him.
这个是非常惊奇，令人惊奇的，因为是说是在圣经呢，他把人呢，就是只是分成两类，一类是相信主耶稣基督，一类是不相信的。
And the illustration of that, of course, is the Garden of Eden and subsequent.
所以这样的一个例子呢，其实是在伊甸园内所产生的后果。
Adam and Eve had two sons. One was Cain, one was Abel.
亚当呢和夏娃那两个儿子，一个是该隐，一个是亚伯。
Abel believed God, Cain did not.
所以呢，亚伯呢相信神，该隐不相信。
All down since then, the world has been divided into two groups, those who believe and those who don't believe.
接下来呢，整个世界的人呢，就被分为两类，一类是相信的，一类是不相信的。
So turn in your Bibles to John chapter 3.
你把你的圣经翻到约翰福音三章。
John chapter 3.
约翰福音三章。
And verse 18.
第18节。
Jesus said, He who believes on me, it will not be judged or is not condemned.
所以主耶稣基督说呢，信他的人不被定罪。
All right, I just got to get it in the proper translation now for you.
找到跟我们一样的翻译本。
He who believes in me is not condemned, Jesus said, but he who does not believe is condemned already.
主耶稣说呢，信他的人不被定罪，不信的人罪已经定了。
Jesus has divided everybody in the world into two groups. Number one, those who believe. Number two, those who don't believe.
所以主耶稣基督呢，把整个世界的人呢就分为两类。第一类呢，就是信他的人；第二类是不信他的人。
Verse 16. What happens to those who believe?
所以第16节，对那些信的人会发生什么呢？
Well, the second half of the verse says, "Whoever believes in Jesus should not perish, but have everlasting life."
所以这节的下半部分说呢，就是任何相信主耶稣基督的人呢，叫他不至于灭亡，反得永生。But
what about those who don't believe? Verse 18.
那么那些不信的人怎么办呢？第18节里。
He who does not believe is condemned already. He doesn't get everlasting life because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God.
你不信的人呢,这已经定了,他们没有永生,因为他们不信神独生子的名。
So it makes it all very simple.
这个呢,让一切变得非常简单。What
side are you on?
你站在哪一边?
Well, if there's 15 sides, you'd have a hard time knowing what to do.
如果有15边呢,你很难确定选哪一边。But
there's only two sides.
但只有两边。One
is, I'm going to Jesus.
那其中一边呢,就是我去基督那里。And
the other is, I'm not going to Jesus.
所以另一边呢,我不去耶稣基督那里。Well,
that makes it all so very, very simple.
这个呢,把一切变得非常非常简单。So,
is that the way that, that God intends? Is it really that simple? Turn over to the book of Matthew, chapter 7.
所以这是这样的一个方式吗? 是神真的? 把那个变得如此的简单吗?
Is it that simple and is it important?
所以呢,就是是不是那么简单,是不是那么重要呢? 大家可以翻到马太福音第7章。
So Matthew chapter 7 and verse number, Matthew 7 and verse number, where are we? Verse number 24, Matthew 7, 24.
马太福音第24节,第7章24节。
And the Lord Jesus has preached the gospel of the kingdom in Matthew chapter 7, and he says in verse 24, therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man.
这个主耶稣基督呢,他在那个讲那个传福音,然后呢,他呢,在这里讲到的第24节说,所以凡听见我这话就去行的,好比一个聪明人。
Verse number 26, now everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man.
这里面第26节说呢,凡听见我这话不去行的,好比一个愚拙的人。
What kinds of people are there in the world?
那么在世界上有什么样类型的人呢?
Those who hear the truth of Jesus and obey it, and those who don't believe it and don't obey it.
那些听到主耶稣基督的真理的,那就是他呢,去顺服,那些听到,有些听到了,他不顺服,不信。
Which is why we spend so much time telling people about Jesus.
这就是为什么我们花如此多的时间去告诉别人关于主耶稣。
So that they can believe it.
所以这样呢,他们可以相信。
And not suffer the disastrous results of those who don't believe it.
所以呢,不会去承受那些不相信的人呢,承受的苦难和灾难。What
happens to you if you believe the truth of Jesus?
所以呢,如果你相信主耶稣基督的真理,会在你身上发生什么呢?
Well, verse 24 says, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock.
第24节说呢,好比一个聪明人呢,把房子盖在一块磐石上。
And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on the house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock.
雨淋水冲锋吹撞着那房子,房子总不倒塌,因为根基立在一块磐石上。
What's going to happen to you in life?
所以在你的人生中会发生什么呢?
Well, the rain will come, the floods will come, the winds will blow.
所以呢,雨会淋,水会冲,风会吹。
Raise your hand if every day in your life has been easy.
所以呢,就是,如果说你每天的人生都非常容易,你就举手。
We say no, it hasn't been that easy.
我们说没有,根本没那么容易。
What happened to your house?
那么你的房子会怎么办?
If your house is still standing, probably it's because when the rains came, they will, and the floods and the wind, your house was built on a rock.
所以你的房子会怎么样呢?那么雨会淋,水会冲,风会吹,那么说你的房子却站在一块磐石上。
All right, now verse 26, now everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand.
第26节说，凡听见我这话不去行的，好比一个愚拙的人把房子盖在沙上。
And I look at especially youth today, and I see many who are foolish, and they're building their house on the sand.
所以我今天呢，看到很多人，尤其是那些年轻人，他们非常愚拙，他们把房子盖在沙上。
What's going to happen? Verse 27.
那么在第27节里会发生什么呢？
The rains came, the floods came, the winds blew and beat on that house, and it fell.
雨淋水冲风车一撞着了房子，房子就倒塌了。And
great was its fall.
并且倒塌的很大。Everybody
in life has a choice.
每个人在他的人生里都有选择。And
they take the truth of God and believe it, and they build a house that stands.
所以呢，他们就是听了神的真理，相信了，他们就的那个房子呢就不倒。Or
they hear the word of Jesus and they don't believe it.
或者说，他们听到了主耶稣基督的真理却不相信。And
they build a house that crashes.
他们呢建的房子就塌了。So,
would you like me to tell you the story of the friends that I had that I grew up with when I was a boy?
你们愿不愿意听我讲一个故事呢？就是说是当我还是个小男孩的时候，我的一个朋友身上发生的事儿。And
we came to the same chapel.
我们一起来一个教堂。And
we were friends together.
我们是朋友。We
heard the same truth of God.
我们听到同样的神的真理。Some
of us said, "I believe it."
有些人说呢，我相信了。Some
of us said, "Well, I'm not so sure."
有些人说啊，我不太确定。
That was a long time ago.
这是很久以前的事儿。
So what did I learn since that time?
就是自从那以后，我学到了什么？
I learned that these verses are true.
我学到了这些经文都是真的。
Some of them said, "I don't have to believe that. I can go my own way."
有人说呢，我不一定要相信这个，我有自己的路要走。
And I look at their life and I say, "Boy, your house sure crashed, didn't it?"
我看看他们的人生，我说：“哎呀，你的房子塌了，是不是？”
It's very interesting. What's the Bible all about?
非常有意思。那么圣经讲的是什么？
It's very simple. There's one God.
非常简单，只有一位神。
There's one way to God. It's Jesus.
只有一条路去到神那里，就是耶稣。
And there's one way to go through God to Jesus, and that's by believing on what He said.
这一条路呢，就是通过主耶稣基督呢，去到神那里，就是相信他所说的。And
there's only two kinds of people.
有两类的人。Those
who believe it.
那些信的。And
those who don't.
那些不信的。So
when I was a little boy, I simply said, "If it's that simple, I choose to believe it."
当我是个小男孩的时候呢，我说如果这么简单，我选择相信。And
that's what we've got to encourage all others to say. I choose to believe it.
这就是我们要去鼓励其他的人都要这么说，我选择相信。So
again, we thank God that His way in the Bible is so simple.
所以我们再次感谢神，他在圣经里的方式呢，是非常的简单。Full
of detail, full of wondrous detail, but all in summary, also very simple.
所以呢，充满了细节，充满了奇妙的细节，但是所有这一切呢，都是非常简单。Lord,
we thank you for the story of Jesus.
所以主啊，我们感谢耶稣的故事。He
came in order to forgive our sins, in order that we could have a blessed and a happy life and a glorious eternity.
所以主啊，他来了，他来了就是这样，我们的罪呢可以得到赦免，为了在我们在永恒里能够进入荣耀。
Lord, may each of us decide and say, "Yes, I believe that."
所以主啊，愿每一个人都说呢，是的，我相信。And
may we encourage others, all that we know, to do the same.
所以愿我们去鼓励那些所有我们认识的人呢，都做同样的选择。And
we give thanks now in Jesus' name.
我们献上感恩，是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.